And while this is so famous, ORU, I know you give to many other entities as well. I think I've heard how you go into shopping centers and maybe build out part of it for churches.
We have been able to purchase 50 different properties for ministries that God has put on our hearts. And usually it's because it's a fire sale. This is one that we're working on that we're going to close on this month. This is D.L. Moody's property there.
And this is in where?
This is empty. This is in Massachusetts. This is one in Chicago that we purchased here. This building here cost $53 million to build, and then the company went out of business, and we were able to give that to a church.
And this is quite a campus here in Massachusetts.
This was D.L. Moody campus here. And then we bought another one in Massachusetts that we gave to a college called Zion. My wife's up there today, by the way. She's on the board. God has just given us different buildings. Now, we don't go looking for them. If someone comes to us and say, this is a building that we would like to have, and the numbers work where we can pay considerably lower percent than what it would appraise for, then we will look at it. But we also make sure it's a ministry that we would support. There's ministries that we walked away from, even though there was a lot of dollars to be gained on our side. And so far, God has allowed us to buy all of these.
You're
all
showing me a list of about 50?
Yeah, there's 50,
Properties that you have purchased.
Mm-hmm. There's hospitals that have been closed. There's colleges. I think we've bought at least 3 colleges. Now, I'm talking about buying property. ORU, we didn't buy that. We just contributed to that. But properties that had been vacated, and I think that we've had 3 of those. We've bought 4 or 5 studios, like in Branson, Mel Tillis's. We bought his. We've bought some in Pigeon Forge and some out on the East Coast. There's just a lot of various properties.
And then churches.
Sometimes a church will buy a Walmart or a grocery store and turn it into a church. We've done that before as well. But just various ministries, just any ministry, 501(c)s that needs some properties. We bought an 800,000-square-foot manufacturing building for Jerry Falwell that was right next to his university. And he moved his Thomas Road Baptist Church into that building and then used the rest of it for his law school there in Virginia.
This is a business unto itself.
My son, who does real estate, Steve, we have a person almost full-time that works on this project. But I would say that maybe only 1 in 10 that come to us is finalized that works. But we feel like it's the 1 in 10 that God wants.
I'm struck by the fact that you didn't have a college degree. Here you are able to affect all the lives of these people in college. And at that inauguration for Mark Rutland, we have all these academics marching down the aisle. And the fact that you were able to be part of that, having no college at all, I don't know if that runs through your mind at all. But it just seems strange how life works itself out.
I'm thankful for those people, because I've got them here that went to college, and that's how I run this company, is by those people, my attorneys and my accountants and a lot of learned people here. And without that education, I couldn't operate this business. So I'm thankful for that.
But students will listen to this, and it's rare probably in today's age that somebody can be successful without college. So as we talk to them, if they want to get into retail and have their own business, they want to be worth $2 billion, you now have a story to tell them. What would you say to these students?
I think God has a plan for all of our life, and I truly believe that his plan wasn't for me to go to college, and I don't know that it is for everybody, because his plan for me is to do what I'm doing, and I didn't need it to do what I'm doing. I needed people that had college to help me do what I'm doing. But my grandsons are going to college. I would recommend that for anybody. But because of my background, my focus coming from a poor family was not on education. I think it was survival. When I was a junior and senior in high school, I bought the furniture for my house. I bought the dining room table, the living room furniture. I was focused on just survival. I wasn't focused on anything other than that. And so I found a place where I could make some money and help the family out. Thank God I was very interested in it. So I spent a lot of time. I was committed to it. I was focused on retail. And God has helped lead us and give us the kind of people that it takes to make this company as successful as it is.